Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Let's see, bottom half of the far final hour, hour number three, Sheriff Joe Arpaio will be with us. We'll be talking about the border, lawlessness. We'll be talking about election integrity in Arizona. A lot of great stuff to talk about with him. Sid Miller, the ag commissioner for the great state of Texas, will be with us. We'll talk about the future of agriculture in America coming up with him. That's the top of hour number three. Bottom of next hour, Carolyn Kane, who is running for Congress, is going to be joining us. We'll talk about Biden's policies, in particular related to the economy, but all over the place. We'll be getting into that with Carolyn Kane coming up. And then Victor Avila, agent under fire, my good friend who lost his partner to Las Zetas and was left for dead in an undercover sting that they were running against the cartels. He survived and tells his story. I'm understanding that he's running for Congress once again this time. And we'll have him on the program coming up at the top of the next hour. But joining me, as he does each and every Monday, right here on Chosen Generation Radio, to kick off our week, I want to welcome to the program my good friend and president of Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be on, Pastor Greg. I look forward to spending this first half hour with you. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do the full hour. I've got a half an hour today that I can do. So, gotcha. You know, it amazes me. I mean, I know we normally talk about what happens over the weekends, but so much should happen. So many things happened were really revealed over this weekend here in America that I think we need to get to some of that.
Yeah, we need to jump right into it. We've got the situation where they're attempting to try to arrest a witness that was this is unprecedented what they attempted to do on Saturday, the Department of Justice, that is, and then we've also got the Chinese labs. We'll talk about that because we're both from California, and I was 18 years in Central Valley, so I'm kind of familiar with that area. And then I also want to get into, there's another thing that I mentioned to you in the green room that you hadn't really heard about a lot about, but that is that, according to, news reports, well, it's not just news reports, the United States remains committed to exposing and disrupting plots by the Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to carry out violence abroad. And so they have, I guess, sanctioned five people and a Turkish-based company affiliated with the Quds Force relative to plans to assassinate Americans abroad.
And these are retaliatory strikes against individuals who have served our country and that the Iranians believe disrupted other plans that they had. They have put out assassination bounties, if you will, on individuals here in the United States in an effort to quiet the intel community and push back against efforts by the United States to stop Iran. So we'll get into all of that, but let's, so let's start with the Devin Archer story. Talk to me about what you're hearing on the Hill regarding the Devin Archer story. Revolution, just FYI, Revolver put out a piece about that, and then there was a secondary piece that somebody put out and said, "Oh, Devin Archer says no, they're not doing that." Anyway, but go right ahead.
Well, actually, let me just tell you.
You're in the middle of it. You know what's going on.
First of all, I actually dug down and read a lot. So I'd say, first of all, James Comer, the representative James Comer, is chairman of the House Government Oversight and Accountability Committee, was on Maria Bartiromo yesterday talking about this. She showed him the letter from the Department of Justice to the Bureau of Prisons saying Devin Archer needs to be jailed now. Put him in the pokey. And the facts around that is Devin Archer was convicted of a fraud scheme totally unrelated to Hunter Biden, of a fraud scheme that was that he appealed. He lost his appeal earlier this month, and so he was scheduled to get 1 year in jail for it. Okay. And so the Department of Justice, learning that Devin Archer was going to actually appear before the committee on Monday, he was originally scheduled to going to have depositions with the committee. The committee went off the deposition path. He kept missing them. And so they scheduled a regular committee hearing on Monday, which is highly unusual. And he's going to be testifying live before the committee this morning. The Department of Justice, learning that he was going to be testifying live before the committee, decides on a Saturday. The Department of Justice, to quote Comer when asked by Bartiromo, is it unusual for them to do something on a Saturday? He says, they never do anything on Saturday. They're bureaucrats. They don't work on Saturday. Okay, so pretty clear. No, they don't work on Saturday. And that's been my experience as well. And so Department of Justice puts out a letter to Bureau of Prisons saying, this guy needs to be arrested now. And then Devin Archer's attorney, through Catherine Herridge, CBS News, very respected reporter, a real reporter, unlike most for CBS News, he said he's going to be there on Monday. He's going to be telling the truth, and that's what's happening. We've got no notification of any arrest or anything, or any of him demanding that he attend, go to prison. So
what is the reason that was given for why he kept missing? I mean, why did he keep? Isn't this the guy that went on, was it Tucker or Hannity or one of those?
No, that was Tony Bobulinski.
Okay.
Bobulinski was the CEO of the company that Hunter Biden was involved in. The Devin Archer was his partner. He flew with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Right. Okay. Okay.
To Ukraine and made the deal. He got not only did Hunter get his $86,000 a month or $83,000 a month, Devin Archer also got $83 million a month and was also put on the board. It's the assumption is that Hunter Biden took the money and had the contacts, had the contact. Devin Archer did the work. And he's significant because he was in all the deals. He knows when Hunter Biden complains on his laptop about, you know, big guy getting 10%, he knows
who that is.
He's got the dirt.
But he also can
confirm the stuff that Zhivilinsky, that the guy who was the head of Burisma, talked about to a confidential agent that has ended up in the public sphere. $5 million for one Biden, $5 million for another Biden.
Can he claim the fifth? Would he do something like that?
That's not what they think he's going to do.
Do they really think he's going to come clean?
They don't have the capacity to give him any kind of
immunity.
Immunity, I don't think. I think that has to come through the Justice Department. He's going to testify. It's the danger with this testimony is, when you have a deposition, you have somebody under oath, and you find out exactly what they're going to say, okay? And if you haven't had a deposition, they haven't had a deposition to my knowledge, and I've read a number of stories saying they hadn't.
Okay.
If you haven't had a deposition, you just put the guy up on a stand and stick his hand in the air. You have absolutely no idea what this guy's going to say. He can say, you know, my dad was the big guy, not Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden's dad. So this is actually a mystery witness in some respects. We suspect what he's going to say. We have, you know, reason to believe we know what he's going to say, but he hasn't said it with, you know, having under oath of perjury before. So it's going to be for me, I'm going to be on tenterhooks on it because I don't know what this guy's going to say. And I don't. One of the rules of these things is never ask a question that you don't know the answer to. Well, they've got a guy who.
They don't have a choice, though, because
they have a choice. They have a choice.
What should they do? Not do this today?
Well, I think what I would, unless I had Tony Bobulinski. If I deposed Tony Bobulinski and I got the story from him.
And where is he, by the way?
He's supposed to have been being deposed. I mean, he's supposed to have been, he's around. I don't know where he physically is. I know he's not scheduled to go to jail like Devin Archer.
Right.
And Archer contends that he didn't do anything wrong in his other case. And the thing that's kind of shady on the case that he was convicted on, it was supposedly a $60 million fraud scheme, okay? $60 million fraud scheme.
Okay.
And he benefited, and he's ordered to pay $40 million back to somebody, over $40 million in fines. But he got basically 1 year in jail. Now, if you and I engaged in a $60 million fraud scheme, and we had $40 million worth of fines to pay back, We're going to Bernie Madoff time in Leavenworth. We're not going for 1 year in jail at a golf resort.
I wouldn't think so.
So there's some stuff about it that
doesn't add up.
Makes my stomach jump. And then you go to the unusual circumstance where the Justice Department does something which they don't do, and my spidey senses begin to tingle a little bit. Having said that, you know, the guys who were running the committee have done a pretty flawless job so far. I would not go in completely trusting that I was going to hear what I expected to hear.
Well, but if you're sitting there asking the questions and you do have some direct evidence and some smoking gun kind of stuff, which seems to be, I mean, most of the hearings they've been holding, they're holding the cards.
100%.
And even when the guy sitting at the table starts to say something, they have the response to what that witness says to put them back on track.
That's 100% true. And one thing that I have noticed is when James Comer gets up and talks, last week, he was talking about having the goods on Joe Biden in Romania. and in China in terms of money. He wasn't talking about Ukraine.
Right.
He deliberately omitted Ukraine, which is what everybody expected to hear. We had news come out from a week and a half ago from the from somebody who gets paid hundreds of thousands of dollars by the federal government to be a confidential human source. Now, Christopher Steele was a confidential human source, so take it for what it's worth. And three different conversations he had with the head of Burisma, which indicated the whole bribery scandal from the CEO of Burisma to Joe Biden. And so it was so you have that information out there. But you need Devin Archer to confirm that that's what occurred. And because Devin Archer was on the board of Burisma and is an independent source to tell you. He also was partnered with Hunter Biden on some other of his scheme.
Let's stay on this and kind of close this out for a second, because you mentioned China and I do want to switch over to that for just a minute, but let's say that they get Archer to collaborate all of this information and he confirms and verifies and so on. At that point, is the next step for McCarthy to bring up articles of impeachment against Biden? Would you say that would be?
I think he's done the next step in terms of asking the upgrading the investigation to an impeachment investigation, which then allows them to compel the Department of Treasury to provide the suspicious activity reports that existed from dollar transfers and the like. And there's thousands of them. Is how you finish the loop on the money on the money trail.
Okay.
Is by getting that. So that forces Treasury to turn that information over. It also you can also force the FBI at some level to turn over. They have dozens of criminal.
Ray has stonewalled all of that kind of stuff.
He has. But the difference is once it becomes an official impeachment inquiry, Ray doesn't have the capacity legally to stonewall it anymore. Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Let me just put it this way. The investigation at that point has been taken away from Ray.
Right.
Has been put in the hands of Congress.
Can they impeach Ray as well?
They could. That's their choice. I think they impeach Merrick Garland before they impeach President Trump or President Biden. I think Garland's the one who's continuously lied to Congress in such a way that is that he faces impeachment first. There'll be a war that wages. The irony on it is the war that Pelosi waged through the January 6th commission against President Trump is going to now all the precedents they set
is all going to come back to bite. Yeah.
To bite Biden.
All right. So that being the case, we also have kind of some underground discussion. I'm going to shift for a little bit for a second, but that is that the Democrats seem somewhat ready to throw Biden under the bus to a degree. I mean, they're not, you know, I think they already have another plan in play here, and they might well be willing to just let Biden rot on the vine.
Well, I think what the Democrats are going to do with Biden is, and this is purely my speculation, they're going to have the Republicans are going to impeach him. They recognize that. They do not want to be stuck with Biden on the ballot, with him unable to defend himself because he's not competent. So they will 26th or 25th Amendment him out. But it will be late. It'll be early enough in the game they can put other candidates up in a primary, so they aren't stuck with Kamala Harris as being their nominee. And they will then have and the most likely two scenarios of people who will be the nominee would be Gavin Newsom and Michelle Obama. Those are the two most likely scenarios.
So who becomes Kamala Harris's vice president? Because somebody's going to have to be in that position.
Well, nobody has to be in that position. I guess they'll appoint somebody, but, you know, they'll appoint they have to get confirmation from both the House and the Senate on a VP, a two-thirds confirmation. So they're not going to put somebody who's
controversial.
Yeah, they're going to put some, 80-year-old caretaker, 75-year-old caretaker, George Mitchell, or somebody like that from ancient days that only Mitch McConnell will remember.
Maybe
they'll pick somebody. They'll pick somebody like that. By the way, I did talk to people very close to Mitch McConnell and what I was told is very specific. He basically was dehydrated and he did three meetings afterwards after he went and got some fluids. And it's and any of us who've been around people when they get dehydrated know that your brain stops functioning very well. So it wasn't a stroke or anything. And he was able to, he met with a delegation from Italy later that day. He did a number of other things that were required him to real energy. So it was simply dehydration. Mm-hmm. And the person was frustrated because they'd been telling him he needed to be drinking his fluids and he wouldn't do it. And the person was extremely frustrated by the fact that he was not drinking his electrolytes and his water. So I think that situation, we react to it, and I certainly did too. But I think from a health perspective, if it's nothing more than dehydration, that's not a problem. Right. We can disagree with Mitch McConnell, but I find it, I will not wish bad health on him.
Right. Final minute, real quick. The lab in California, your thoughts on that? This is a Chinese biological, what turned out to be what looks like a biological weapons lab.
It was a biological weapons lab, and we're going to go to 835 because it's this is outrageous. This is an act of war. You had a Chinese national having a company based in Nevada. It had nothing but a shell corporation. There were every building that they had they had a bunch of abandoned buildings that they had attributed. They had basically places on a farm that were kind of outbuildings that were turned in that they had genetically modified rats, genetically modified to carry the COVID-19 virus into people. Okay. So they had genetically modified rats to infect people with the COVID virus. They had like a bunch of other weaponized viruses, everything from herpes to anthrax in those very, very poorly secured and not safe environments, 45 minutes from the Lemoore Naval Air Station. Why does Lemoore Naval Air Station matter? It's where every F-18 Hornet is based. It's from the Pacific Fleet. If you wanted to destroy the F-18 Hornet fleet, you don't have to shoot down the planes. What you have to do is get the pilots all sick. And so they were ready to stage an attack on Lemoore to be able to make the pilots sick. So they couldn't. So the F-18s, which are the defense, the attack plane from off of our carriers for the Navy. They were doing.
Can I just make a note here that although this just came out in the news on July 29th, this is what the official report says. The official report says that they discovered this on March the 2nd or March the 3rd. On March 3rd, an illegal biolab was discovered in a believed to be vacant building in Reedley, California, in Fresno County. City code enforcement stumbled upon the building in December 2022 when they discovered a garden hose running up into the building through a hole in the wall. In March, they obtained a warrant to inspect the property, and in April, the Fresno County Department of Public Health ordered an inspection of the facility. Investigators inspected the building that contained the lab in July and found a room used to make COVID-19 tests and pregnancy tests. They found over 35 freezers and refrigerator units that contained thousands of bodily fluids, serums, tissues, and other medical items.
So basically, we stumbled upon it and went through a long process of code enforcement, standard local bureaucratic code enforcement. And after 4 months, we discovered it was a bioweapons lab.
Yeah, over 900 mice were located at the facility. Court documents identified Wang Zhaolin as the prestige representative on site during the investigation. He informed investigators the mice were genetically engineered to catch and carry the COVID-19 virus.
Well, that's a bioweapons attack plan. Okay, and given the fact it's in a how many abandoned buildings exist in our inner cities of America and just around the country, and how many people are in this country who've been trained to do just that. I mean, this is if we ever needed a wake-up call about doing some basic security checks, that would be the wake-up call. But more importantly, I mean, I want to point, not even more importantly, as importantly, we still don't have the capacity to make penicillin in this country. Okay? Penicillin. We have a penicillin shortage. Penicillin is harder to make meth than it is to make penicillin. We're dependent upon China for our penicillin. We don't have amoxicillin. Amoxicillin there's a shortage. Our children get sick. There's not amoxicillin for them to get well. Why? Because we don't make it. And it's time we get our understand that dependency on China for basic drugs, when they're trying to infect us with really bad deadly diseases with these saw labs, these labs that they've outsourced. This is a dangerous time, and we've got to stop pretending like it isn't. And this should be the ultimate wake-up call. And by the way, once again, not Homeland Security, not FBI. Nobody was tracking these guys.
Right.
Some neighbor right. said, hey, wait a second, this building is falling down and it's a mess. And people came and the health inspector came. If the health inspector had gone inside and stumbled into that, that guy would have been a one-man, wrecking crew going throughout, and the building wasn't secured.
Right.
So I can't imagine. I mean, my wife grew up in Hanford, which is south of Reedley. You want to destroy the entire agriculture belt in the United States, the San Joaquin Valley. Just have some illegal migrants going into that building and trying to kind of breaking in and being there because it's a shelter and getting themselves sick and then go into the fields and cause people and basically kill half the population. So this isn't just, this wasn't secured. This was essentially putting everybody in the entire, country at risk. Because they wanted to run a bio attack at Lemoore, named it Lemoore for purposes that are well known. This is a declaration of war, and we have to start acting like the Chinese are not our friends and separate our economic interests as rapidly as possible. Because these people, this government, the Chinese government, is engaged in active warfare against the population of the United States. Just understand that.
It's called unrestricted warfare.
They told us they would do it.
Yep. They absolutely. And we have been warning about unrestricted warfare on this program for 3 years.
Yep.
For 3 years.
They told us they would do it. And, We try to get people alarmed about the human rights abuses in China, and our multinational corporations kind of shrug their shoulders. Now there's some China shuts down because of COVID, changes some supply chains, but our multinationals can't wait to get back in there. And we haven't converted over our pharmaceutical capacity to being domestic, or at least on this continent.
Right.
And so we find ourselves with shortage of basic medicines, and yet we can.
We're still not producing the essential minerals that we used to dominate, and now we've completely turned that over to China.
We've allowed them to not only just in China, but around the world to buy up the rare earth minerals and develop the supply chain for it. What's more, because our environmentalists have so kindly shut down our capacity to process rocks and turn them into the material we want, since they've managed to do that, we don't have the smelting capacity to even smelt lead, let alone the rare earths. One of the things Donald Trump did was, there's a rare earth mine in Vegas that got approved. The Chinese wanted to basically do the smelting. He told them, no, we're building a smelter there that should go into operation now. But it takes time. We have rare earth metals available to us if we just...
We have some right here in Texas.
We just need the environmentalists to be told, you no longer matter. This is about our national security. Mm-hmm. Get out of the way. We're going to protect our nation.
Well, what we need to do, Rick, is identify all their lies. I mean, the issue is, and the media who is in cahoots really with China needs to be executives that are brought to trial for treason against this country. Because that's what it is.
And at the same time, which is why we keep going back to what's happening in Washington, when you have reason to believe that the president of the United States is maybe a captured agent, at least to some extent, of the Chinese based upon various payments that are made, guess what? It's really, really hard to tell for the Chinese to think we're serious. We would let a spy balloon go across our country over all of our key nuclear facilities and getting whatever data they wanted to get. And we shoot it down using a missile that's designed to blow it up as opposed to capture the actual machinery they were using so we could figure out what they were doing. I mean, and by the way,
it should be noted that they had already transmitted. It's not like we didn't stop them. We didn't interfere with the plan. Everything they wanted to transmit had already been transmitted, and we helped them dispose of the evidence.
Right. That is exactly correct. And you sit there and you say, well, what about our Pentagon? Shouldn't they care? Well, you know what our Pentagon did? They were part of the cover up.
Yep.
They sat there and Joe Biden didn't pick what missile was going to be used to shoot it. You've got a balloon. You know what you do with a balloon? You can shoot a balloon down with a BB gun. Okay. you pop the balloon. Yeah. You have your recovery people down below it already.
Yeah.
You knew what course it was going on. It was flying a very determined course. You have the recovery team below it already. The balloon drops from said sky. You recover it immediately. We've been recovering astronauts from outer space with trajectories going tens of thousands of miles an hour. We've been able to recover astronauts since the 60s.
Floating, landing
in the ocean. For those of you who don't remember, we used to land them in the ocean in capsules, and we had to have ships out there getting them. We were able to do that in the 60s. We couldn't figure out where a low-flying balloon was or a high-flying balloon was going to land within 5 miles and be on it in seconds after it hit the water and shoot it down in such a way that makes it so the cargo was intact.
Right.
Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah.
So that was all a cover-up. And it's now 8:41. I am going to have to go, but yep. I do appreciate the time, and you've now got me sufficiently riled up for the rest of the day.
I love it. Got you going, buddy. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this, folks. Listen, your health matters. I want you to know that, and I'm going to show you how you can place your order to improve your health, just like I've done. Check it out right here.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here. And we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio, and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, CGRwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, UltraShot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar, and this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. The UltraShot. And the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well. And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Children Generation Radio. Well, I just want to give you a quick report, too. I didn't get a chance to share this information on Friday. Let me see. Powerful move. Okay, so if you go to the CG4i, that's our India website. Just put up the brand new post this past Thursday. We had a pastor's meeting. We had about 350 of our pastors there that came. Actually, Pastor Samuel talked a little bit about this when he came onto the program, and I showed some of the pictures. I forgot that I had done that. I just remembered that I forgot that I did that. So let me show you a little bit of that for those that are may not have seen this on Friday. But these are just some of the pictures. We had a look at that. How nice. I do love when it does that to me. All right, there we go. So there you can see some of the pictures of our pastors. This is how I'm projected there up onto the screen. And then there's another picture. This is us praying over our pastors that we have raised up for as leadership to help Pastor Samuel, and then just some more pictures of the meeting itself, and you can just see we had, like I say, we had nearly I'm told we had over 300, maybe closer to 350 of our pastors were there on that day. The message I got from Pastor Samuel was these were pastors that came from all over Punjab. We had many pastors that were touched with a fresh anointing, healed some of the women leadership and evangelists that were there. One pastor came lame in the meeting. God touched him and healed him. Four pastors were healed from severe fever. One pastor had been having eyesight problem. God healed his eyesight and made it perfect. Two of the evangelist sisters had back pain and are now able to sit for a long time. God touched them. One pastor's wife was suffering from migraine pain since she was 8 years old. And it had a lot of medicine, but she was healed. Many pastors have believed that God gave them special spiritual gifting, and they were very encouraged. Their faith grew. They were there for a prolonged period of time after the meeting, just sharing and talking and just being in the presence of the Lord. And as Pastor Samuel said, it was just a really, really, really powerful, powerful time. So thank you, those of you that are supporting our efforts there. We appreciate that. All right, to get back to some goings on that's happening and taking place. There is news coming out of Iran. Well, not out of Iran. It's the Al Arabiya news source, but they are reporting. The Biden administration has issued new sanctions. This happened this past Thursday. I'm trying to remember what UFO story they ran on Thursday to bury this one. And actually, I don't think you'll find this. Let me see. Biden admin. Sanctions Iran. U.S. sanctions on Russia, Iran. State Department to face classified House Foreign Affairs grilling. Okay, so CNN on July 6th, 2022. Let me see. 2022. Nope. Nothing recent. So this is reporting that Iran, the sanctions were against officials of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Quds Force for plotting terrorist operations against U.S. government officials as well as American Iranians. The United States remains committed to exposing and disrupting plots by Iran's Islamic IRGC to carry out violence abroad. For decades, the IRGC has engaged in many assassination attempts, terrorist plots, and other violence against those whom the Iranian regime views as enemies, including through ongoing plots against U.S. citizens and former United States government officials. So this is these are assassination plots that are being planned by the IRGC for right here in the United States. And my next guest and I are going to talk about, you know, the border situation in particular, because that's where we need to be incredibly concerned about the fact that we have an open border policy, a come on in border policy. And that open border, come on in border policy is directly responsible for allowing terrorists to come into our country, terrorists whose sole goal is to kill Americans. Some of these assassination attempts, obviously, they're targeted. They're targeted at particular individuals. But in addition to the targeted ones, there's also general. You know, chaos and assaults against American citizenry that are being plotted and being planned and will potentially be unleashed in major cities across this country as a direct result of the escalation. And this is exactly how one of the ways that Islam takes over a country is to create destabilization. Their plot, their tactic is really pretty much runs hand in hand with the Marxist idea, which is again create instability. And this is why the issue of the foundation of our country become so critical. A few years ago, we talked about this a little bit on the program, but Islam was being identified as one of the fastest growing religions in the world. And some would ask the question why that is. Well, because, and I mentioned this a week ago, I got a little bit of pushback from this, but hopefully some people, you know, kind of contemplated this. You may or may not have heard about somebody by the name of Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate is a Muslim. Andrew Tate has been talking about a lot about some forms of what we would consider to be traditional values and the responsibility of men and men's responsibility in the home. Now, his lifestyle, I don't know much about it. I've seen some of the things that he's posted and so on, and, you know, chasing skirt and so on, whatever. But his comments about the kids, his comments about parenting and dads and some of those traditional values, and about the assault against patriarchy and the demasculation of America are true. And he is hitting on a really significant nerve. And this is all part of the messaging. And what's sad is that he's coming from an Islam perspective. We are a Judeo-Christian nation. Patriarchy, Abraham, Jesus spoke about patriarchy. The patriarchy that exists, husband and wife, God's word talks about a husband and a wife. Paul writes about the order within a family and why it exists and the importance of it. And all of our research, psychological research, all of it clearly shows that the strong family structure of dad, mom, and kids, and a father that is present, that is in the home, that is actively engaged, that's involved in the process, and order within that is so critically important to the success of the house, the success of the community, the success of state, and so on. And it builds from there. And in America, our foundation is this biblical understanding and biblical morals and a biblical worldview. And absent that vacuum, man's going to try to fill it with whatever he can. There's your Tower of Babel. All right, I got to take my break. Victor Avila coming up right after this. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right on the other side.